Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is your host, Alexia Leachman. Now, I want to pick up on last week's show, which was all about procrastination. And I'm sure that this is a really, really something that affects you quite a bit if you're anything like me. And when I was listening to the interview, because I interviewed Grace Marshall last week, and Grace Marshall is an author, and she's written a book called 21 Ways to Manage the Stuff That Sucks Up Your Time. So she had loads of really, really great advice about how we can deal with procrastination. And what I wanted to do really this week was to help sort of carry that theme on and really start applying the technique that we have here at Head Trash and our five-step method and applying that to procrastination so you can really start getting rid of all those things that are kind of making you procrastinate. Because when I was listening to her talking about all the things that kind of, you know, how we procrastinate last week, I was really thinking about, geez, my God, I do all this stuff, you know, and how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to move past this and make sure that I procrastinate less? Because I don't think it would be achievable for me to just say, hey, I'm going to stop procrastinating, because I'm human and I'm not sure that human beings can stop procrastinating. I don't know about you. So what I was finding really interesting listening to Grace speaking was, okay, this is how I procrastinate. This is how many of us procrastinate. And what I want to do is try and really sort of address those things and tackle them head on so they sort of disappear off the list of procrastination stuff. So that's what I want to talk about today, is really sort of taking procrastination apart even further and sort of reducing it in size and magnitude to where it is right now for you. And the other thing I want to say is that at the end of this show, I've got a little freebie that I want to give away to help you procrastinators out there, and certainly to make a start with tackling your mammoth to-do list and wrestling your productivity and getting it back into the zone in terms of where you want to be. So listen out at the end of the show for details of getting a little bit of a freebie from me here at Head Trash. Okay, so on with the show. So last week, as I was saying, I spoke to Grace Marshall, and she coaches people around productivity, and she also delivers workshops for Think Productive, a productivity company that do things differently. And one of the things that she mentioned, which I found particularly useful, was the fact that she helps people to break down how they procrastinate and what exactly do they do to procrastinate. And so things like, you know, going on Facebook, making cups of tea, tidying the house, all that kind of stuff, which I think we can all relate to. And when it comes to those kind of things, I'm not sure our head trash method will be very, very helpful. However, my ears certainly pricked up when she talked about lurkers, the lurkers on your to-do list. So what are lurkers? Well, she described lurkers as being those things that kind of always stay on your to-do list. And every time you write it up again, they kind of just get carried forward constantly. And they always just sit there and never seem to go away. So if you've got any lurkers on your to-do list, then now is the time to ask yourself, why are they lurking? Why am I not doing them? And often the thing that Grace was telling us is that one of her colleagues at Think Productive, he was saying that basically the things that we don't get done or that we don't do or that we procrastinate over are usually things that are big, boring and scary. So I reckon if you were to look at your list of lurkers, you'd probably look at that list and they would probably fit in either the big, boring or scary pile. So the thing with big, boring and scary is now we've got something to work with. Now we can start sort of eroding their effects on our productivity. So how are we going to do that? Well, big. Big's easy because we can just chunk that down. We can just break it down and make it into little bite-sized chunks. And breaking things down into bite-sized chunks is often the simplest way of tackling things and understanding exactly what it is that you're dealing with. And that's the thinking that certainly goes behind my series of Head Trash Unpicked things, because it's when we break things down that we start being able to navigate our way through it and understand exactly what there is to do. So again, when you think about what you procrastinate over, break it down. What is it exactly that you're doing in procrastinating? What is it that, how do you procrastinate? But then moving on to things like the boring things. So when it comes to the boring things, what makes those things boring? And how can you possibly, if at all, make them a lot more interesting? Or certainly to attach a... measure them in a slightly different way so that you can, so they don't become boring. Maybe you can, so for example, I gave an example in the show last week about driving and my fondness for high numbers and wanting to hit the high numbers. And that led me to speeding, which is very exciting. And keeping under the speed limit is incredibly boring, as maybe some of you will appreciate. So, but for me, I decided to measure my success in the car differently. And so I wanted to hit a different kind of high number. And so I kept my buzz around hitting high numbers, but instead of measuring speed, I was measuring my fuel efficiency. And so when I was looking at my miles per gallon, suddenly I was getting very excited about hitting high miles per gallon. And the only way for me to achieve that was to drive sensibly. So it might be possible with your boring tasks to reframe them slightly and to think about them slightly differently so that they aren't boring and they have a little bit of excitement about them. Now, sure enough, they're probably not going to ever be the most exciting thing in your life. But I'm sure with a little bit of desire, you can try and make them less boring than they already are. So that is a little challenge for you, is to try and look at those things that you think are boring and make them exciting. You know, you have the power to do whatever you want. So just do it. Don't give yourself any excuses. Do it. Okay. Right. I'll get off my high horse. Now, the scary bit, this is where I think we can make a real difference with the Head Trash 5-step process, because anything that's scary is going to have fears in it. And this is stuff that we can literally just evaporate really quickly. So if you've got items on your to-do list that are scaring you, then use the 5-step process to get rid of that fear. So literally, if doing your accounts is scary, then just use our 5-step process and use the words doing my accounts and put those into our mantras. And then you will not feel so scared or worried or fearful around doing your accounts. And you might want to take that further. And, you know, what is it about doing your accounts that you don't like? Is it because you'll finally work out how badly off you are? Is it that you'll finally work out how big your tax bill will be? Well, in that case, if it's about not liking big tax bills, then, you know, insert, I love having a big tax bill. You know, use that in the mantras. Big tax bills are a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that might help you to feel a little bit differently about doing your accounts. And so you can literally zoom in and pinprick certain pieces on your to-do list and take away any emotional content that might be preventing you from tackling those tasks. Now, one thing that I experienced last year was I described this a little bit on the show last week, was I had complete and utter terror of my to-do list. So I spent a long time writing out the list very proudly, and I'd write it incredibly neatly, and then I'd then put the list onto a management app on my desktop and categorize it and put it onto lists, and then I'd, you know, put deadlines next to it, and I'd spend way too long actually writing the list out. And then once I had done the list to a satisfactory level, I then wouldn't look at it again, because the actual content, the idea, it was just so big at this point that it scared me. The list scared me. And so what I had to do was clear my fear of my list. And once I was able to get rid of the emotion surrounding my list, I was then able to get on with doing my list. Now, if you want to read more about how I did that, there is a blog post on the Head Trash blog that talks about how I got over my terror of my to-do list. So, and it's got the whole, you know, all the words I put into the mantras in that blog post as well. So feel free to pop over to the blog and have a look and see how I got over my own terror of my to-do list. But certainly don't think for one minute that I am now this uber productivity ninja that manages to get everything done, because certainly I recognise that I still have a long way to go in my own productivity and my own, I still think I'm a chief procrastinator, basically. And so I've got a long way to go. But definitely one thing that I'll be doing is looking at those lurkers on my to-do list and looking at those scary things on my to-do list and trying to eradicate any emotional content around that, whether it's panic, whether it's overwhelm, whether it's frustration that maybe I keep hitting brick walls because I don't get responses from people, or whether I just find that task a little bit frightening. And then why am I finding it frightening? You know, why am I not making more sales calls? Is it because I'm worried that they're just going to slam the phone down and say no? In which case, then I probably need to be working on, you know, being told go away by, you know, people I'm approaching. So this is the kind of stuff that you can be working on and really making a difference to start elevating your own productivity in terms of how much you're able to get done, and then reduce how much you procrastinate. And that, I think, is going to help you significantly in terms of giving you back more of your day, but more importantly, giving you back some headspace. Because I think, one of the things that procrastinators experience is that when they go to bed at night, they can't stop thinking about that stuff they should have done. So if you're able to get more stuff done, then when you're lying in bed trying to get to sleep, your mind isn't racing about all the stuff that you should have done, that you need to do, that you have to do. Instead, you feel a lot more at peace. You feel like you've done what you needed to do that day and you can put a big tick against it. You feel much more comfortable with yourself, which means you feel better able to switch off and have a good night's rest when your head finally does hit the pillow. And that counts for a lot. So it does certainly make a lot of sense to think about how you procrastinate and start zooming in and tackling each of those little things individually so that you can eventually make some real headway. So I hope that's helped you. Now, as I promised at the beginning of the show, I said that I was going to give something away to help you guys tackle productivity and get over this, whatever it is that's holding you back. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away a free audio for overwhelm. And in order to claim your free audio, you need to make sure that you subscribe to our list, because what I'll do is I'll be sending out next week a free download link on to all subscribers of our list so that they can receive a free 45-minute audio clearance treatment for overwhelm. So this will help you to reduce feelings of overwhelm. So if you've got a situation in your life that is totally overwhelming, maybe it's your to-do list, maybe it's a big project, maybe it's all of your life piling in all at once and you just feel like you can't cope, then this is a really, really great session just to help you to feel much calmer and help you to just start at least taking some baby steps forward and getting through what it is that you have to get through. And this session is a really, really good session because you can listen to it as many times as you need to. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, just listen to it and you will feel so, so much better. So if you want that copy of the free overwhelm oral treatment, then make sure that you're on the list by subscribing on our homepage at headtrash.co.uk and grabbing your free copy of our 5 steps to head trash clearance. And if you're on the list, then you will get your free download in the next week. So so that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. So that's it for today. I hope you found today's show useful. If you have any questions whatsoever about anything that I talk about on the show, then please do send me an email or indeed send me a tweet. You can find me at Alexia L on Twitter, or you can follow us, the Head Trash account, which is head_trash, and you can find me there as well and send in your questions. If you've got any aspects of Head Trash as well that you'd like me to unpick, or indeed find an expert to help me to unpick, then please feel free to send me a suggestion as well. I'd love to know what you'd like my help with in helping to unpick whatever might be going on for you in your life, because the chances are I'm probably going through it too and I'm just too much in it to realise. So I need your help as well to unpick my own stuff. That's why I'm doing this, is I'm bringing you on my journey so that you guys can help me unpick my stuff too. So let's all get involved. And if you've got any ideas, then please, please send them in. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Alexia L. So until next time on the Head Trash Show, thank you. You've been listening to Alexia Leachman, and bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.